It comes with a little bit of a surprise because although we expect Blackburn to be at the top end of the table, I don't think they've been a million miles away from playing well. It's just that perhaps the results haven't quite gone the way they should have done. But I think if you look at Gary's term overall, I think he's done quite an all right job regarding the remit that he was given. So difficult for him, and it's obviously sad to see somebody leave the post. But I suppose the club have got higher expectations, and unfortunately they've not been reached at the moment.
When you hear sort of comments that he's stabilised the club, I suppose it's then the next stage is to take the club further on, and the people who weren't particularly supporting Gary Bowyer felt that he couldn't take the team further on. Is that always a difficult part for a manager? You come in and you firefight, and then once you've sorted a lot of problems, it's moving it to the next step.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. I think exactly what you've said. People thought that Gary's gone in and done a fantastic job of stabilising the club. But moving it forward, and if they think he's not quite capable of doing that, it's never really going to happen. But it's a very difficult job because to get something stable after it being a bit of a shambles, really, it's a fantastic job in itself. So I think it's unfortunate that it's come to what it has in the fact that Gary's had to leave. But I think people should look back at what he actually did. Because I think at the time when he did take over Blackburn, I think it was a crisis club and could have been in an awful lot worse position at this time if Gary hadn't gone in. So I think credit should be given to him for what he actually achieved in the space of time since he's been there. And not forgotten in that respect, really. But like I say, it's not a close friend of mine, but I know Gary quite well. And it's always sad to hear that somebody that's done a good job over a period of time has lost the job. But I'm sure Gary will bounce back, and you just hope for Blackburn's sake that somebody comes in that can do that job that the people in charge want from them. And it's going to be a big job because I know that finances aren't exactly what they have been in the past. So it's going to be difficult. And like I say, I think people should look back and be thankful that Gary got the job at the time and stabilised the club.
We know every time a managerial vacancy is up, Alan, how much interest there tends to be in it at any level of football. But how attractive a job is Blackburn Rovers at this moment in time?
Well, people will look at it as an opportunity, whether it's somebody up and coming, whether it's somebody that's got a lot of experience, that they feel they can take that club to where the owners want it to be. There's going to be an awful lot of interest. They've one of the few teams that have won the Premier League. So there will be an awful lot of interest. And plus, as we all know in football, there's not many jobs going around, and there's an awful lot of people that are out of work that would like a job like Blackburn. So I don't think they'll be short of applicants. It's just who fits the bill properly and who the club decide that's going to be the best man for that job.
There's 30 games to play this season still, 16 gone. Does that give a new manager long enough to make a big impact into the season? And we know what the Championship's like. If you manage to get on a winning run, anything's possible.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. I think you look at, you win 6 out of 8 games, and that's obviously a real good run. But it takes you right from one end of the table right up to the opposite end. But it's just... We all know, like you said, the Championship's such a difficult league to get results, and there's not an awful lot between teams. So yes, a new manager coming in, it does give them time. As you said, 30 games, it's probably two-thirds of the season. So there is time there, it's just whether he can have an impact and whether there are going to be resources available to him and who he brings in, if he can bring people in.
One name that has been mentioned already is your former captain at Rovers, Tim Sherwood. Another is David Moyes. Another is Nigel Pearson. Are these the calibre of managers that would be attracted to it, do you think?
I think they would be, yeah. I mean, you look at Tim, he's obviously got history at the club. I don't think he's had the best of times at Villa. But I think with what's happened at that club, and obviously another one of my former clubs, it's... again, I think his remit was just to try and keep him in the league. And again, he did that at the end of last season and not built on it. So, again, I would imagine that Tim would be interested in the job because of the history that he's got with the club and the fact that he obviously won the Premier League with them. Nigel Pearson's obviously, he's shown that he can get teams out of the Championship into the Premier League. So there are going to be people that are going to go for the job, because Blackburn's a big club, and obviously people with big CVs and big history and experience, they're going to go for jobs like Blackburn. So it doesn't surprise me in the least. If it was me, personally, I'm not just saying this because of the next teammate, I quite like the way Tim works and how he comes across. He's very honest, straight to the point. He has a presence about him. He gets everybody working hard. And I think he'd be a fan's favourite straight away as well, obviously with what he's done in the past with the club. So I think to me, it'd be the obvious choice. Again, whether the football club think that, I'm not too sure.